This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Indian Armed Forces launch Operation Sindoor post-midnight hitting terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, from where terrorist attacks against India have been planned and directed. Ministry of Defence in a statement said altogether 9 sites were targeted. The ministry further added that its actions have been focused, measured and non-escalatory in nature. The ministry informed that no Pakistan military facilities have been targeted. It added that India has demonstrated considerable restraint in selection of targets and method of execution. The defence ministry said that these steps come in the wake of the barbaric Pahalgam terrorist attack in which 25 Indians and one Nepali citizen were killed. It said armed forces are living up to the commitment that those responsible for this attack will be held accountable. A detailed briefing on Operation Sindoor will be held later today. The Indian Army has said that Pakistan again violated the ceasefire agreement by firing artillery in Bhimber Gali in Poonch Rajouri area. In a social media post, Indian Army said that it is responding appropriately in a calibrated manner. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reacted to Operation Sindoor launched by the Indian Armed Forces to carry out precision strikes on 9 terrorist camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, days after the deadly terror attack in Pahalgam that killed 26 people. In a social media post, the Defence Minister said, Bharat Mata Ki Jai. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also lauded the Indian Army. U.S. President Donald Trump has reacted to Indian strikes hitting terror camps inside Pakistan and POK. Mr. Trump said, people knew that something is going to happen. The U.S. President further added that he hopes the tension between the two countries ends soon. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said he's closely monitoring the situation between India and Pakistan. The civil defense mock drills will be conducted across 244 districts of the country today. Director General Fire Services Defense, Civil Defense and Home Guard Vivek Srivastav said that common people should not be alarmed as it is a preparatory exercise and they should cooperate with the volunteers. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, he said that it is an exercise to prepare people to counter any external threat.
This we are doing after a very long time across the country. So that is why this is a very large exercise. So we have made a SOP regarding how it is to be done and in what parameters, what way it has to be documented. So analysis will be made. So the common people, there is no reason for them to be alarmed in the sense. It is a preparatory exercise. They should actually give their wholehearted cooperation from whatever instructions they receive from CD volunteers or from the controller of civil defense, who is the district magistrate. So it is an exercise on strengthening yourself to counter a external.
The Delhi Directorate of Education has directed all school heads to organize training sessions for students and teachers on disaster response today. A demonstration video has been shared to help students understand how to conduct a proper mock drill. As part of a nationwide mega mock drill, authorities in Delhi will conduct Operation Abhyas at 55 locations across the city. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's water will flow for India's benefit, it will be conserved for India's benefit and it will be utilized for India's progress. Speaking at a private TV channel conclave in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister underscored the past scenario where India's rightful share of water was flowing beyond its borders. He said now India's water will remain within the nation, serving its rightful purpose for the country's development.
Pehle Bharat ke hak ka pani bhi bahar ja raha tha. अब भारत का पानी भारत के हक में बहेगा भारत के हक में रुकेगा और भारत के ही काम आएगा.
In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Mumbai Indians by 3 wickets under the DLS method at the Wankhede Stadium last night. Batting first, Mumbai Indians were restricted to a below par 155/8 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.